Well, some time ago, we were talking about an incredible mermaid that was for sale on eBay. It's an incredible story. So I had Tom chase down the person who was responsible for putting the mermaid up on eBay, and he did. He's an artist, Juan Cabana, using the remains of dead fish and assorted animals as his medium. He creates fantastic new life forms for people to enjoy them. His lifelike creations reflect his interest in cryptozoology, anthropology, and science fiction. Currently, sea monsters and mermaids are his central focus. We've got a post up there on the coasttocoastam.com website with his link to his website. And Juan hopes to someday have the world's largest sea creature museum. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Juan, I got to tell you, by the way, incredible work.
Thank you, George. It's an honor to be on your show this morning.
And they're scary creatures, too.
Yeah, I go for realism.
Now,
and
So you created this mermaid, put it up on eBay. It had finally sold, right?
Uh-huh.
How much did it go for?
$1,750.
Somebody really wants that, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It was a man called Mystery Museum, and he lives in Missouri. He owns like a traveling sideshow business, so he'll be charging people to take a look at it.
And he'll be saying, I have a real mermaid here.
Exactly.
Well, how did you get interested in this? I mean, I've gone to your website, and I've looked at the creatures you've created. I mean, they really are fantastic looking. And I got to tell you, if I were walking around in the woods somewhere and came on one of these creatures or found it there, I would think it was real, that it had died, but it was real. How did you get into this?
Well, originally I was an oil painter. I used to do surrealistic landscapes, and then I got into ceramics, creating strange objects in ceramics. And from my interest in cryptozoology and anthropology, I kind of started getting into the creating monsters using real flesh and bones. I realized for it to be realistic as possible, I would have to use real flesh and bones of, you know, dead fish and animals.
How come it doesn't decay, Juan?
Well, I learned a little bit of taxidermy on my own, and so I've learned to use modern techniques and chemicals from taxidermy companies, so it cleans the flesh and makes it sterile and gets rid of the odors.
So you then begin to form, like the mermaid. How did you build the mermaid?
That one I started with a human skeleton, not a plastic medical type.
Okay.
And
that's a good news that it's a plastic one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then I build around it. I add the flesh. I create the form. I use steel, fiberglass. I build these things so that they'll last for hundreds of years. I want people in the future to be able to see them and enjoy them. You know, so that's how I leave my mark on this planet.
How long does it take you to make one, like the mermaid?
That one took several weeks. I mean, I've never really timed myself. I can't build it all in one shot. I have to break it up into different segments because, like, for instance, the fish skin has to dry, the different glues and epoxies and things I use. It takes different time periods.
Well, I got to tell you, you've had almost 400,000 views on that golden sea monster that was up there on eBay. That's a lot of people looking at this thing.
Yeah, I've had people from Russia tell me. A woman interviewed me for a magazine in Russia recently because of that auction. And people in Japan have shown me websites where they're talking about it, but I don't understand what they're saying because it's all written in Japanese.
I tell you, you're going to take off like a rocket after this program, Juan. Tell us a little bit about the people who buy these things.
Okay.
What are they looking for?
My last auction, it was GoldenPalaceCasino.com was the winner. I guess you've probably heard of them.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they the ones that bought that toast of the Virgin Mary or something?
Yeah,
the same people. Okay.
Yeah, for $38,000.
My God! Well, don't you wish you would get that for a mermaid, huh?
Oh yeah. Other people are like Lauren Coleman, the cryptozoologist.
Oh yeah, he's a great guest on the program. He bought one.
Yeah, he owns one of my mermaids. If you go on my website, you can see the one he has.
Good. So maybe we'll throw a thunder. Lauren, by the way, is a very credible cryptozoologist. But just in case, Lauren, you're going to try to trick us about a mermaid, we now have caught you.
Another good customer was Lee Unkrich. He's a director at Pixar Animation.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. When he first bought it, I thought I was excited. I thought, wow, they're going to make a cartoon on the Fiji mermaid. And he told me, no, Juan, I just wanted to put one in my office.
Well, I've got to tell you, there are some, on your website, we've done some stories on the chupacabras. And there are some little critters on your website that look like they could have been chupacabras. You made them, obviously. Now I'm beginning to wonder if some of the people who claim to have found one of these critters might have been having one of your models.
Hey, that's a good thought. Actually, some people have taken photos from past eBay auctions of mine, and it starts like an urban myth about a sea monster washing up on the tsunami that happened recently over there in India.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people took it as real. I mean, all these people were debating about it, a scientist from Israel, a professor from India. And it took me a while to track these people down, and I told them, no, I'm the guy who made that.
Well, you know, for people to go up to your website, take a look at these critters. Again, the link's at coasttocoastam.com. It's the FijiMermaid.com. Why don't you make attractive-looking creatures, like, you know, pretty mermaids and things? Why are they
actually, actually, there are a couple of... I did try to make a couple of beautiful mermaids, and you'll see them in the mermaid gallery. But for some reason, it seemed like when I put those up on eBay, no one really seemed to care about them, and people emailed me and said, we like the monsters better.
They like the monsters. The monsters are in. Well, your work is realistic, and I got to tell you, eventually someone's going to do a documentary on you, or I tell you what, we're going to be doing some stuff for the Sci-Fi Channel. I'm going to get you in. We're going to bring you down here with some of the models, and we'll just talk about some of these creatures. I mean, that's a great show. We'll do it with you, okay?
Okay, yeah, okay, sounds great.